I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Region Valley All-Conference Boys basketball team has been announced by the league. North Crawford won the championship this year, going 14-0. Ithaca and Kickapoo both were 10-4, 9-5 for Seneca, 5-9 for DeSoto, 3-11 for Lafarge and Weston, and 2-12 for Waseca Steuben during a balanced year this year in the conference. The first team is led by two from the Ithaca Bulldogs, senior Sammy Clary and junior Devin Iam. From North Crawford, Andrew Munson, a senior, and junior Colin Jacobus, Seneca senior Dawson Davidson, and junior Cooper Lummis from Waseca Steuben. Second team All-Conference Region Valley boys, Harrison Kruger and Jackson Trussoni of DeSoto, Kickapoo juniors Arlen Walter and Brecken Miller, along with Malachi McCauley. From Lafarge, junior William Wirtz, and North Crawford, junior Landon Blaha. Honorable mention players, Theo Parr, Lafarge, North Crawford's Carter Emler and Zach Bender, Seneca's Gage Wall, and Weston's Isaac Jennings and Garrett Jennings, a junior and senior respectively. The sportsmanship team includes Harrison Kruger of DeSoto, Ithaca's Dante Kleinsaucer, Braden Linder of Kickapoo, Adam Boyson, Lafarge, Jake Odell, North Crawford, Seneca's Reggie George, Waseca Steuben's Theodore Millen, and Ethan Craker of Weston. The Player of the Year, North Crawford Jr., Colin Jacobus, and the Coach of the Year from the conference champion North Crawford Trojans, Chris Wettstein. Elsewhere in sports today on the local and area scene, it was a big final night for Church League volleyball last night. The volleyball schedule came to a close at the Richland Center Community Center. In the A Division results, St. John's came back through the consolation bracket, sweeping Richland Baptist Temple 1-2, forcing another match for the championship. St. John's took the first set. Baptist Temple 1 battled back to win the second, 31-29, but St. John's then took the third and Division A tourney championship 15-10. In B Division results, Avoca Bible Church with a win against Church of the Nazarene 2 in the consolation bracket, 2-1, moving into the championship. Avoca 2 then swept Grace Community 2, 2-0, forcing another match. Avoca 2 also took that match 2-0 and wins the Division B tournament championship. In the C Division results, Richland Baptist Temple 4 eliminated Grace Community 1, 2-0. Baptist Temple 4 also swept Baptist Temple 3, 2-0, moving on to the Division C Championship. Church of the Nazarene 1 lost the first set, but came back for a 2-1 victory over Baptist Temple 4, earning Nazarene 1 the Division C Volleyball Tournament title. League officials say thanks to all teams, as well as the Richland Center Parks and Rec Department. Be watching for the announcement of the organizational meeting for Church League Softball's 2025 season coming soon. Bowling scores to recap. First of all, from the Powder Puff League at the Phoenix Center, Morris Heating and Cooling with an 1881, Phoenix Center 1841, Goplin Insurance 1803, Morris Heating and Cooling a 669, Phoenix Center a 657, Goplin Insurance a 638. Top series, Cheryl McNerlin a 536, Jessica Morris a 527, Katie Davison a 495. Barb Wood rolled a 194, Cheryl McNerlin a 193, Jessica Morris a 188. Lila Kraska picked up a 2-7 split, and Kelly Ferriance with a 4-7 split picked up successfully in the Powder Puff League. From the Phoenix Scratch Bowling League, week 14 of 16 total weeks, Lucas Lindvig had the top series, 71 over average with a 725. Travis Bushley with a 692. Kevin Genthy, 674. Jeff Seckman, a 634. Top game, Travis Bushley, a 258. Lucas Lindvig, a 256. It was Kevin Genthy with a 255. And Wyatt Detweiler, 64 over average with a 244. The top performers for the Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles have been named to the AP All-American team. John Tanjay of Wisconsin and Cam Jones of Marquette were second teamers. Tanjay and Jones averaged just over 19 points per game for their respective teams. The Badgers are preparing for the NCAA tournament game on Thursday afternoon, and they'll be facing a veteran team with Montana.
The biggest thing is how old they are, and I think probably if you look across the board, I haven't studied all 68 rosters. My guess is the vast majority of them are old, just in today's era. That's how you have to be. So from Whitney, their point guard, to guys coming off the bench, there's very few young guys that are playing, and that experience really, as you go through a league like they did, went 15-3, and the experience jumps out.
Coach Greg Gard preparing his team for tomorrow's first-round game. The NCAA tournament got underway with a play-in game. It was R.J. Davis scoring 26 points, going 6 of 6 from three-point range to help North Carolina silence some skeptics with a 95-68 victory over San Diego State in their first four matchup. From the NBA last night, it was a loss for the Bucks, 104-93, the final in that one. Jimmy Butler with 24, 8 rebounds and 10 assists. The Golden State Warriors were playing without Stephen Curry, who recently became the first player in NBA history to make 4,000 three-pointers. He was given the night off for a mental and emotional break. It was a tough loss for the Bucks, who were led by Kyle Kuzma with 5 three-pointers and 22 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 20 points and admitted he has to be better.
Me personally, I just gotta be aggressive. Like, I gotta be aggressive. I gotta, like, what everybody's talking about. And just gotta go downhill and be myself and enjoy the game again. That's pretty much it.
Elsewhere last night, Atlanta 134, Charlotte 102, Boston 104, Brooklyn 96, the Clippers over Cleveland 132-119. A person familiar with the situation says wide receiver kick returner Mecole Hardman was now signing with the Green Bay Packers. Hardman is best known for capping the 2023 season by catching a 3-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes in overtime to give the Chiefs a 25-22 Super Bowl victory over the San Francisco 49ers. He is a speedster who will now join the Packers. Also, the Steelers are reportedly becoming impatient with former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Steelers defensive lineman Cam Hayward tells the Not Just Football podcast that either Rodgers wants to be a Steeler or he doesn't. Sports Illustrated reports that the future Hall of Famer is choosing between the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Giants. He's making the coaches and players in Pittsburgh feel like they're on hold while he searches for something better. If he winds up in Pittsburgh, it could be tense when he first arrives. And Brewers manager Pat Murphy has decided who will start at shortstop this season. The departure of Willy Adames leaves a gaping hole in the lineup. Murphy says Joey Ortiz will be the starter after playing third base last season. Bryce Terang had put in some time at the important position, but he will remain at second, where he won a Gold Glove award a year ago. Terang is sitting out some action right now with shoulder fatigue, but he is set to be open for opening day. He was asked if he was hoping to be playing shortstop this year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what they wanted. That's what they thought, you know, maybe was the best for the team. And obviously, you know, that's what they wanted. So I was ready to go. I was ready to do it. And sometimes things happen. So
the Brewers with the game yesterday. In fact, it was heard on WRCE. Seattle beats the Crew 9-3. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.